About a third of Americans contract shingles, a blistering rash caused by a reawakening of the chickenpox virus. It's infamously painful and can cause long-term complications, especially in older people. That's of particular concern here in New England, the region with the oldest population in the country. As WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports, a vaccine against shingles that's coming out soon is offering some hope.
Dr. Ben Kreskel recently learned firsthand how much it hurts when you get shingles.
There was sort of a baseline pain that was not easily described, but very, very unpleasant. But the other piece was an extreme sensitivity to touch, such that even a very light touch in certain areas of my face was exquisitely painful.
Kreskel, who's the chief of infectious disease at Boston-based Atrius Health, says he feels very lucky to be back to normal now after a few weeks. One-fifth of the people who get shingles face lasting complications, usually chronic debilitating pain.
The real problem with shingles is that it doesn't get any respect.
Dr. Anne Louise Oaklander is director of the nerve unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and sees patients with some of the worst effects of shingles, stroke, vision loss, spinal cord damage. She says because shingles involves a visible rash like poison ivy, people think it can't be serious. But in fact, it's a neurologic disease that can cause lasting damage to nerves.
What's really sad is that the older you are, the more likely the pain is to persist longer and longer. And so this really becomes a public health emergency in older people in particular.
Since 2006, a shingles vaccine called Zostavax has been recommended for people over 60, but it's far from fully effective, and what protection it does offer fades. Less than a third of eligible older Americans have gotten it. Now, the FDA has approved a new shingles vaccine called Shingrix, and a federal vaccine panel recommends it for people 50 and older. Dr. Tomas Breuer is the chief medical officer of GSK Vaccines, which makes Shingrix. He says the first shipments will be on their way to pharmacies at the end of this month.
So that the first vaccine will actually be in the market in December. However, the real pickup will only start in the first half of 2018.
That's in part because it will take time for health insurance plans to cover it. And without coverage, it's expected to cost $280. The cost is not the only downside to Shingrix.
There's a lot of side effects from this thing.
Dr. Richard Dupuy is chief of geriatrics at Tufts Medical Center.
Not only just the local pain, redness, and swelling, but also systemic effects, and that is achy bones and feeling fatigue and headaches and other side effects. And they last for 2 or 3 days. So that will probably scare some people away. Others will just tough it out and get the shot.
Including him, Dupuy says. Shingrix uses a new adjuvant. That's a substance that boosts the body's immune response to a vaccine. Studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that Shingrix is highly effective at preventing shingles, 97% effective overall and 90% in people over 70.
That's pretty compelling. Reason to get this thing. And I think that if we can get beyond the side effects, I think this is going to probably be a big deal.
It is, if Dr. Ben Kreskel is any indication. His recent shingles does not guarantee he won't get it again, so he'll get the vaccine.
I am by nature very skeptical about medications, including vaccines, and I have to say this one looks awfully good, and I will get it as soon as it is available and recommended by my primary care physician.
And it's likely he'll be far from alone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.